This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I got news for the Democratic Party and the globalists and the ADL and everybody else. The world ain't the same anymore. And nobody's buying the globalist crap. So, it's not going to go well. The ADL thought they could teach everybody that white people were inherently evil. They didn't think that'd blow back on them. I'm trying to have peace. Because I know every group has diverse individuals and good people in it, from Muslims to Christians to Jews, you name it, to Hindus to Buddhists. But, man, the world isn't buying this crap anymore. Gerald Celente is about to take over, and we'll skip a few breaks so he gets his time back. Love Gerald Celente. He's so riveting. But I wanted to take four more calls because you were holding since before the guest came on. But Alex Rosen is an important guy, so we got him on. Scott in Chicago, you're on the air. Christians are laying down, need to step up. I agree with that. Tell us more.
Good afternoon, Alex. We love Alex Jones from Chicago. We love Donald Trump from Chicago. And we don't care what anybody says about Alex selling products because our body tells us, hey, that stuff you're buying from InfoWars, that body ease, ooh, it's working. That X2 and that X3, it's working. So thanks for that stuff, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks for keeping us on air. All I want to do is not give up. So I try to bring you the best stuff to make sure you want to get it again, brother.
Well, and I love that you're bringing the truth, and you're bringing it hot and heavy, and that's why I like listening to Alex. This is not the BS channel. And I really appreciate, and I'm so sorry that you're being attacked.
I went easy on the race stuff because I was trying to get everybody to get along. But they've now broken everything into racial camps, and not everybody's in a racial camp. I get that, but you know, when it just gets down to the line here, we got to call it like it is.
Well, that's why I'm calling because I know you have. I'm a Christian. I believe what I read in my King James Bible. I don't understand it. I have to ask for help from the Holy Spirit to give me illumination. But just the fact that I got through today and I've had a chance to simmer down, so I won't sound so crazy. I love my Christian brothers and sisters that call in, but the reason I called is because I disagree with many of them, and I'll put my paycheck up. Jesus is coming, but he is most certainly not coming back tonight, tomorrow, next week, or next month, or next year even. I will put my paycheck up against
him. I agree with you because people are saying it's the end of the world. The Antichrist hasn't shown up yet.
No, yeah, God wants to. When you start seeing hospitals being emptied because the resurrection power is flowing, when you start seeing these evil, corrupt people being arrested and justice being brought forth, when you start seeing just healings on a mass scale all over the place, jails being emptied, revivals happening in the jails, none of that stuff is happening. And I'm not saying God's not moving. We haven't seen an iota of what the Father and Jesus want to do. And you don't have to panic if you're a Christian. Thessalonians says, hey, this day when Jesus comes back, it's not going to overtake you like a thief in the night. We're going to let you know. And the prophetic community is strong right now. Maybe there's a lot of Christians that don't even believe that there's prophets now. If you do, you're listening to them. And they're saying that heaven is behind Donald Trump, and heaven is going to take care of this evil ultimately. But in the meantime, we're supposed to occupy until he returns. And we've got weapons that half the Christians, they don't even want to look at these weapons that were given to defeat the evil with. And that's what we're coming against. This is black and white, evil and good. And there's people that don't, Christians that don't even know the difference between evil and good. And if we could all just, it's the same Holy Spirit. He's the same teacher that teaches us all. So I'm just calling.
All right, Scott, good to hear from you. Glad you got in. Gerald Celente is about to take over, but I'm going to cram in Rob, Jen, and Vinny, and then we'll skip a few breaks. Gerald will get all his time back and more. But I'm going to come right back, and then the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster, is going to lay stuff out. but it's true. How Israel's losing the propaganda war against Hamas. It has totally blown up in the face.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah, this footage is up on InfoWars.com. Watch pro-Palestinian mob shut down Minneapolis street, terrorize motorists. I'm against this war, but I'm also against the Muslims running around rioting and beating up old white people just because they're white. This is just, the left is literally hijacking all of this and using this energy to suck us into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and I'm sure Gerald Celente will have intel on that, but this is dangerous, dangerous stuff. Gerald Celente takes over in a moment. Real fast, Rob, Jen, and Vinny. Rob in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm watching the whole world hurtle into World War III. I mean, I guess I'm alive still, so I'm doing all right, but I'm really concerned.
20-year listener, talked to you a couple months ago. I admire your products. I'm doing everything I can. And in regards to, I was the one that called in, and I was really promoting your T-shirts. Been all over the United States with them, the whole nine yards. In regards to, I got a few statements. In regards to the wars that are going on, I believe wholeheartedly they're manufactured 110%, and it's by a corrupt United States upper government, the top tier. In regards to this white thing, I don't know. I'm no clue about any of that stuff and why it's always, it's got to be about white people. I don't understand that. It makes it, it's awfully confusing.
Well, it's just white people on average, if you tell them you're racist unless you support the government policy, they'll say, okay, I'll do what you say. They threaten white people with accusations of racism unless they submit to whatever the new political whim is of the establishment.
Okay, well, then help me with this. Then why is it that Klaus Schwab, Kissinger, and Soros, well, they're all white. Well, why would they?
And they all fly on private jets, and they all have them, and tell us we can't have kids, but they got kids. No, they're hypocrite frauds. Same thing with Bill Gates.
Okay. And my last point is, you know, if we go down, I love your last guest speaker that called in, and you were talking about this pedophilia stuff, but I think we've got way bigger problems than any of these wars, and I think it's right on your backyard, and that's the border. And if we don't get that fixed, we are not going to have any kind of a country left.
No, I agree. Record numbers of illegals coming across. Feds just put the new numbers out. Thank you so much. Great points. Jen in Washington, the churches, Christians, oblivious to current events. What's your statement? Tell us more.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
All right. Go ahead.
Hey, I was going to call you and tell you that my brother's a pastor in Spokane, Washington, at a huge Christian church. And no, like, it's so hard to get them to grasp and understand anything that you're saying. I try to send them videos, and they refuse to be informed, and they think I'm crazy.
They just want to go to church and feel like everything's fine and live in their bubble, and that's why we're in this situation. They're in denial.
It's just unbelievable, though, because I just don't understand how they're in denial of it when the facts are there. I mean, everything's there. They just refuse to absorb the information.
It's because they're unconscious, and that's why we're losing the country and the world right now.
On the other note, you were just talking to Alex.
Rosen.
Help me out. Yeah. There's a new book in my kid's school, in the high school, and it is called The History of... Hold on, I got it right here. It's called LGBTQ and the History Book. And the stuff that's in this book is outrageously inappropriate. And I'm like, I don't know what to do about the book because I want to make it known that everybody...
Well, go to the school board and bring it up. They're trying to colonize your children. Just like a drug dealer tries to hook them on drugs when they're young, they're trying to sexually manipulate them and then connect that new sexual identity to their political identity. What's the name of the book? We'll look into it.
Yeah, it's called LGBTQ Plus History Book. Big Ideas Simply Explained. And, I mean, it's just got, it's unbelievable.
Well, I'll look into it, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for holding. Last caller, and then Gerald Celente takes over. We're going to skip the next two network breaks, so he'll get all his time back. Vinny in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time supporter. I just want to switch gears. I said I was going to talk about Israel and Trump, but I don't know if you've caught in world politics that Argentine Malay went to a runoff with Massa, which
yes.
He was from the left-wing party of the same government that just left, so I really didn't understand.
Well, and now there'll be a runoff, but it still looks like he'll probably win. But and they've indicted him now for saying the government's devalued the currency, which is a fact. So they've indicted him for his speech.
They also barred Bolsonaro from running in Brazil till 2030.
And now they're trying to criminally indict him.
Yep. Also, and I feel like that leads right into Trump and how they're trying to get him to bar him from our election and completely push their agenda, which is killing us. I don't understand.
Yeah, they've indicted him for saying there's election meddling when they're openly election meddling and trying to bar him off the ballot all over the country. Yes, great points.
Exactly. And I just don't understand why our tax money can't go to us. Why are we sending hundreds of billions to Ukraine, Israel, Iran, wherever? How come we just can't spend that in our economy? What would be the benefit in our economy from half the money they spent elsewhere for us? I just don't understand why.
Well, I have a good feeling that the Top Trends Forecaster, you can sign up for his great online magazine, get a discount at jonestrends.com, or you can just go to his main website. Gerald Celente is about to take over and give us his take on that. But the good news is nobody's buying the same dog and pony show. The average American knows that all these different Islamic groups being funded by the West, they know it's a destabilization operation. They're sick of the Ukraine war. National polls, the majority don't want to send weapons to Israel. People are really awake and say, let's take care of our own country for a change. Gerald Celente, the Top Trends Forecaster, takes over now. Gerald Celente, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for all you're doing. And everybody, you do all you can do to support InfoWars because censorship is the new American way. I get a kick out of this. Well, we're invading countries all over the world to bring freedom and democracy, right? Yeah, when censorship is the American way. How dare you not swallow government crap? You believe in misinformation. So do what you can to support InfoWars, because we are on a very critical time in the history of the planet. Alex said World War III has begun. You go back to the cover of our Trends Journal. And again, you go to jonestrends.com and you get a real bargain on it. And it's nothing anyway. It's only $2. Of course, you listen $2 a week. And it's weekly. And you go back and you look at our cover of the magazine 2 days before Russia invaded Ukraine. COVID war, Ukraine war, world war. World War III's already begun. And now the Middle East conflict has ramped it up. And when I say to support InfoWars so you get information that you're not getting anywhere else, this is the kind of crap, this is the kind of BS that they shove down your throat. And you obey and you listen to what we have to say. Because we're experts.
We're little boys and girls that suck off the public tit. You ready? This is from Euronews. When was this? February 21st, 2023. All right? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. 8 months ago. This is the crap it was shoveling out. Ukraine war. Kyiv could gain the upper hand in 2023. But who says so? U.S. think tank. How about stink tank? That's right. Little boys who bend over and suck it up and love that stink because they got no fighting themselves. All they are little sellout clowns.
Oh. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
An anti-Semite. Three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. My best friend's a Jewish. And the people running Israel aren't Semites. They're Ashkenazis. That's right, from Eastern Europe. The Palestinians are Semites. From the Mesopotamia region. Yavisha. So don't give me this crap. I only write facts. Only write facts. We wrote the formal battle lines of the new crusade had been drawn when Israel was created in 1948. But Israel, however complex politically and militarily, was no more than the latest episode in a conflict going back thousands of years. Regardless of England's reason or intentions were, self-serving or otherwise, Crusades 2000 was set in motion by the 1917 Balfour Declaration that laid the foundation for Israel. Again, this is written in 2006. This is the quote from the Balfour Declaration. His Majesty's government views with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavors to facilitate the achievements of this object. His Majesty's government. What's this His Majesty's crap? What magistrate? Who are you talking to? Like that little clown you got over there now, Prince Charles. Oh, King Charles. Here, King. Here, boy. Oh, look at all my medals. I'm a majesty. What the hell are you doing over there in Palestine? You called it Palestine, majesty. You're the British. Oh, why, Salenti? The sun never sets on the British Empire. We can kill and slaughter anybody that we want all over the world. Hey, you folks in India loved them when they were there, didn't you, huh? Oh, what did data show? Over 2 million? Or a couple of hundred million. I forget the number. It's a made-up story. His Majesty created it. What Majesty? I don't pee or poo. You look at the picture of this clown, Charles. Charlie the King. One arrogant, murderous gang called nobility. That rob and steal all over the world. So, you go back to what's going on over there. An illegally created country. You listen to other rabbis who are all against this. And by the way, this is from the New York Times, a full-page ad. Jews say ceasefire now. those of us grieving both Israel and Palestine, Palestinian loved ones this week, know there is no military solution. What the hell are you talking about, no military solution? We had a military solution for Vietnam. We killed 3 million of them. Oh, and you lost the war. Only killed 60,000 American troops. Wounded several hundred thousand. What are you talking about? Oh, you forgot the Iraq War? What do you mean there's no military solution? General betrayed us. I got a military solution. Swallow my crap. Oh, I forgot. I'm Lloyd Austin. I'm your defense contractor. I killed tons of people. Oh, excuse me. Defense secretary. I said defense contractor because his last job was working for Raytheon, the largest defense second largest defense contractor in America. Did a great job in Iraq. There's no military solution to bombing the hell out of innocent people living in Gaza. That's an open-air concentration camp for 17 years. And now 42% of the place has been demolished. So going back to Jewish Voices for Peace. Oh, I forgot about the Afghan War, the Iraq War, the Vietnam War. Did a great job in Libya, Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Forgot about that one. Oh, and Samantha Power, Susan Rice. And Hillary Clinton. Gaddafi has to go. Great job in Syria did too. Oh, by the way, Israel's bombing Damascus and Aleppo airports. That's okay. They could bomb anywhere they want. Half of Gaza's population are children. They have nowhere to flee. The Israeli government has trapped them in Gaza to cut water, food, and electricity. It's starving them while bombing their neighborhoods one after another. Join us, American Jews and allies, in demanding the Biden administration facilitate an immediate ceasefire and stop sending Israeli military more weapons. As most of the American people say, I don't want my money going there. $3.8 billion a year plus more money. And Israel's the 18th wealthiest country in the world. And you're stealing $4 billion of our dough as the country's going down the crap. All people of conscience are invited to sign on to jvp.org/ceasefire. Never again for anyone. So these are Jewish people that understand how bad this is. World War III is going to unite. Look up the Samson option. S-A-M-S-O-N option. These are crazy people that are saying, if Israel is going to be defeated, nuclear bombs go off. Oh, how many do they have? At between 200 and 400. Those Iranians can't have any nuclear weapons. I am an American. This is not my war. I want peace. Oh, I just don't talk about it. I launched Occupy Peace. I have major rallies. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. Occupy peace or die in war. What's your choice? What's your choice? We need peace because we got pieces of crap running our lives. Oh, you look up to Lindsey Graham. No, I like McConnell. Oh, Mitch McConnell, he's my kind of guy. Dead as a doornail. We'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, you know, they don't censor me. I say what I want to say. And I appreciate everything InfoWars is doing, particularly their staff that works so hard to make all this happen and all what Alex Jones goes through. So you really need to, if you want to keep freedom and life on Earth alive, you need to support InfoWars because they're one of the last voices out there. And we're the only magazine in the world that puts out what we put out. So you need to support it. And as I said, what's going on now, I've never seen in my lifetime. And they have a product here
that could really help you during these down times, because my brain is overloaded and it feels like it's going dead. And they got this Brain Force Plus, man. Whew, and I could use a lot of that to get my brain going back into order. And they have a good sale going on right now. A Brain Force Plus, you get some 60% off at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. And Brain Force Plus is one of the highest rated and best-selling InfoWars life formulas ever. And the crew uses it. They need it because look what we're going through. You got to keep your brain healthy. And this formula is loaded with natural compounds, and it gives you cognitive health and gives you a major boost. So whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, this is a time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and you take advantage of these great savings. And again, your purchase is a 360 win. You're getting your brain built up. You're getting super high quality product. And you help launch InfoWars to the next level, which they're trying to stop. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and get their best-selling Brand Force Plus, 60% off while supplies last. And man, this is a time for Brain Force Plus. And again, you know, people don't have a clue what's going on. Their brains are dead. If you're listening to the mainstream media, all you're getting is prostitute news. These are media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. And again, when I talk about this Brain Force Plus, I'm not just spewing it out. Last night, you know, I'm a night cat. You know, I was a guy born in the Bronx. Yeah, I love going out at night. So I don't go to sleep till late. And I went to bed last night around 1 o'clock in the morning. And I had these ongoing nightmares where I kept waking up. And it was like I was reading news headlines about what's going on in Gaza and all the people being killed, the innocent people and the children. They say now over 5,000 people have been killed when Hamas attacked. And again, totally opposed to it. Some 1,400 Jewish people were killed. So now imagine, I kept going in my head, 5,000 people killed. Over 40% of the little Gaza strip is smaller than Philadelphia. 2.3 million people live in it. And they've been locked into it for 17 years. Everything you have is being destroyed, bombed out. What are you getting by bombing all these places out? What are you accomplishing? You know, you're accomplishing more hatred. There's an article that came out about the United States warning Americans abroad. No. It's not warning Americans abroad. And how dare you use that word, abroad? Must be stupid. You know? Abroad. Hey, abroad. No, I'm only kidding. It's going to be the Jewish people who are going to suffer for this. I'm warning all my Jewish friends to unite the Jewish voices for peace. Because they're going to be blamed for what's going on in Israel. Again, your Trends Journal, the new issue is coming out tomorrow. And I asked my assistant, get me all the articles that we said when all else fails, they take you to war this year. There are about 25 articles we wrote since Netanyahu became prime minister and passed the Judicial Reform Act. And we kept saying that when all else fails, he's going to take the Jewish people to war. Not my language, not my forecast, but from the United States congressman who's with the Foreign Committee, whatever the hell the name of it is, said that Israel was warned about this Hamas attack before it happened. Egyptians also warned them. Why did they let it happen? There were protests going on in Israel
for 39 weeks in a row before October 7th when Hamas attacked. 39 weeks in a row, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people taken to the streets in opposition to Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act. And by the way, he's being brought up on charges. Well, as long as he plays prime minister, they can't bring him up. And this is one of the reasons they say he wanted to do away with the court system and have the politicians in charge. Not my language, but the language from the Jerusalem Post, the language from the Times of Israel, the language from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. There was a civil war going on in Israel. Got it? A civil war. Not anymore. Forgotten. When all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. And again, I've talked about this and I'll keep talking about it. Google it up in History Today. Put in Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Just type that in. And you get mainstream History Today. In July of 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets. How come? Why, those dirty Japanese, they invaded French Indochina. French Indochina? What are the French doing in Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam? Oh, stealing everything that they have there? Tin, rubber, slaughtering the people? I went to Vietnam in 1996. We were one of the first Americans that were allowed in. And the people were wonderful to us. Only had one incident. And I saw the guillotines in the museum that the French had. They were chopping people's heads off. And then they go on. The English and the Dutch put sanctions on Japan and cut off three-quarters of their global trade. That's where they make their money. They sell stuff out of Japan. And they cut off three-quarters. How come? Oh, because they invaded French Indochina. Oh, and worse than that, they overtook Cameron Air Force Base. I'm not making this up. This is History Today. And Cameron Air Force Base in Vietnam was only 800 miles from where Americans were in the Philippines. What the hell are we doing in the Philippines? I'm an American. What are we doing over there? Then the United States, the Dutch, and the English cut off 88% of Japan's oil. Well, big deal. They only import 100%. So they had no oil, no trade. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. Maybe I'll figure it out someday. Then let's go to the dot-com bust. Again, write in your trends journal. Forecast it. Right here. Dot-com this, October 1999. Who's going to happen?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of it. We are in a critical time. If we don't unite for peace, we're going to die in war. Biden says he has an obligation to be involved in wars in Israel and Ukraine. He said this on 60 Minutes. During a 60 Minute interview over the weekend, Joe Biden argued America has an obligation to get involved in foreign wars. No, we don't. No, we don't. You are a disgrace to the founding fathers. Hey, little Biden, you got five draft deferments, you arrogant boy. You're 3 years older than me to beat the Vietnam War. And then you said you had asthma while you bragged what a great athlete you were. No, it's not our obligation to be involved in foreign wars. There was a guy by the name of George Washington, a real president, not a little dumbbell like you, out of your mind. Crossed the Delaware, fought. You're too stupid to read his farewell address, warning the American people not to become involved in foreign entanglements. I launched Occupy Peace. Bring home the troops. Close down the 800 bases we have overseas that are enriching the Lloyd Austin's gang
the Raytheons, the Lockheed Martins. Secure the homeland with the troops. Stop all these refugees from coming in. And little Lindsey Graham and your little cotton ball over there with your fat mouth, you little warmonger. You don't tell us what to do. You guys got it backwards. You're public servants. You do what we tell you to do. And here is another foundation of Occupy Peace. You want to go to war? You want to steal my money to go to war? I know you'll hate this cotton ball. I know you'll hate this Mitchie McConnell. Hey, little Chuck and Schumer. You'll really hate this. Let the people vote. Yeah. Let the people vote. Why you?
What did this guy call me?
You Italian scumbag. How dare you? How dare you say let the people vote? You're nothing more than a plantation worker of Slavelandia. The rich own everything. Oh, don't believe me, Oxfam? What, they got $27 trillion richer in 2 years following the COVID war? I mean, there used to be mom and pop shops, and now they're all chains. No more drug stores, drug chains. No more hardware stores, hardware chains. No more stationery stores, stationery chains. No more grocery stores, grocery chains. You're nothing more than a plantation worker of Slavelandia. So, they also read Biden's speech, word for word. 15-minute speech, only the second one he gave, underlined all the salient points. He goes on to say, after he goes about Israel, Hamas and Putin represent different threats. Ties it right into Putin. Oh, by the way, the Ukraine war is over. It's not even in the news anymore. Yep. We're not withdrawing. I know these conflicts can seem far away. It's natural to ask, what does this matter to America? So let me share with you why making sure Israel and Ukraine succeed is vital for American national interests. It is not vital to American national interests. It's vital to the military-industrial complex. Go screw yourself. Who the hell are you to tell me this? And I could go on. The whole thing here. You know, history has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and deaths and more destruction. They keep going. And the cost and threats to America and the world keep rising. Yeah, unlike America's appetite for power and control, with our 800 military bases in what, about 70, 80 countries? What are you talking about? All right, enough of this. The economy. It's right there in black and white, up and down. Back in November, the Trends Journal had forecast that the S&P 500 would rise by at least 16%. It did, went over 17%. Now it's down, but it's still up 10%. Back in July, there's all those videos, and all the facts in your Trends Journal,
JonesTrends.com, JonesTrends.com, to read history before it happens. I said the equity markets would go down in September, and they may crash in October. Here we are, exactly as we forecast. Only ones that came out and said that. Nobody else anywhere. So here's the deal. But the U.S. Treasuries, they just came down a little bit, around 5%. And you put your money in CDs, and you're getting over 6% in some of them, 6.5. And money market funds, well over 5%. Why are you going to gamble in the markets? Got it? Why are you going to gamble in the markets when you got a safe play? Almost safe. And, facts are there. When gold prices went way down in September, we said it would bottom out at $1,850. Yep, only $20 off. And now gold's back up into the 1900 and 70, 80, 90 range. I do not give financial advice. In Trends Journals, think for yourself. We give you our trends analysis and trend forecast. You decide what to do. That gold prices are going up as treasury yields are so high shows you the fear in the world of where we're heading. Gold prices should be going down now. So now here's the deal. On November 1st, they're going to announce the Fed heads. They're going to keep interest rates where they are, or they're going to raise them or lower them. The bet on the street, well over 90%, it keeps fluctuating between 99 and 94%, says they're going to hold them there. Oh, great. Oh, your mortgage rate's now around 8%. Loans that are due. Companies need new loans. They can't get loans. Can't pay 8%. They artificially propped up the equity markets and the real estate markets with their zero interest rate policy. Record low mortgage rates. Artificially propped everything up. And now the Israel war. You got to make connections between different fields. So my pledge is peace. And I ask everyone to do anything you can to spread the word for peace. What is going to be accomplished by bombing the hell out of Gaza and sending the people to hell that are being killed? It's hell on earth, I should say. Not to hell, I don't know where that would go. We need peace. This is not a solution. United we stand, divided we die. And I stand with InfoWars. They're about free speech and the hearts and souls of the people of the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.